It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Many Colorado companies feel prepared to reopen slowly once the statewide stay-at-home order ends. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The state's business leaders say they're ready to loosen the strictest requirements enacted last month to control the spread of COVID-19. They'll still have to adhere to some social distancing rules. Jay Seaton is the publisher of the Daily Sentinel in Grand Junction. He says the newspaper's ad sales are down more than 60%.
You know, I think that everyone can agree that we've got to find a path out of this. Staying in, under these restrictions is intolerable.
Seaton says it's possible for many businesses to reopen and still keep the public safe. Governor Polis says he'll start to lift the stay-at-home order in phases starting Monday, and he hopes bars, restaurants, and clubs can reopen in some capacity around mid-May. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The governor says he plans to visit Eagle County this week to grant its request to reopen before the statewide stay-at-home order. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
Eagle County was an early hotspot for COVID-19, due in large part to skiers and tourists. But now, Polis says the county is on the leading edge of lowering new infections thanks to restrictions it put in place early on.
It's been a long haul for Eagle County, at least 7 deaths, many that are still hospitalized and likely more deaths ahead. But they've done a great job in preparing that work, in scaling up the testing, in creating the parameters for making sure that stores can be safe.
Polis says the progress in Eagle County offers a sense of where the rest of the state is headed, but he adds that Coloradans will still need to minimize social contact as much as possible. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The Coronado Motel in Pueblo is now on the National Register of Historic Places. Built in the 1940s, the lodge is notable for its well-preserved Pueblo Revival-style architecture. It was also included in the Green Book for black travelers during segregation. The Coronado's current owners, Shay and A.T. Perez, say they didn't know about that part of the motel's history when they bought it in 1992, but Shay says she wasn't surprised.
Because I knew that this was the main highway, and the motel has never had any kind of restrictions of anyone coming and staying.
The designation may make the motel eligible for grant funding. Pueblo has rain this afternoon, and there's rain along the Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.